The Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art announced Wednesday what pieces of art will fill its galleries and who will take over its stages this fall.
It will be as much like swimming as walking through an exhibition.
Director Joseph Thompson says an exhibit by artist Nick Cave will be one of the most visually exciting MassMoCA has seen in quite some time.
Nick Cave is inhabiting all of our Building 5 gallery. That's that signature football field size space. And visitors will enter it down the pyramid stairs and dive immediately to what is in effect a kind of hedge forest of holographic, bright, shiny lawn ornaments, big spinners that will be hanging from the ceiling, all mechanized, this really rich, lush world that you'll pick your way through.
Two teams of 10 people at Cave's workshop and at MassMoCA have been working for months to assemble the exhibit and prepare the space. Titled Until, Thompson says the piece touches on current events.
Interspersed with some gut-punching moments, black-faced lawn jockeys, bullets, targets, emblems of the kind of civic unrest that we're experiencing now as a nation. You know, it might be easy to think that it's an obviously political work. It's really not. I think he's asking deeper questions, big questions like, you know, is there racism even in heaven?
In a type of direct manifestation of MoCA's focus on both visual and performing arts, the exhibit opens October 15th with a concert by British singer Benjamin Clementine.
And this is the place that I belong. It's my home.
More performances are planned with the massive exhibition as a backdrop. Also coming to the North Adams Museum this fall is the indie pop group The Magnetic Fields.
You're in my dreams. Strange powers.
MoCA's communications director Jody Joseph says the band will take up a residency at the museum.
And then they'll end that run with a two-night world premiere of this 50-song show. It's 50 songs charting 50 years of the band leader, Stephen Merritt, and their chief songwriter. So it sort of charts his life from his conception by a couple of hippies on a houseboat to all the way up until, you know, he is this sort of world-renowned, masterful songwriter.
The shows on November 18th and 19th will feature at least seven musicians playing 50 instruments. On December 10th, MoCA closes out its fall performance season by going grunge with Dinosaur Jr., a local band from Amherst.
Freak scenes can't believe us, or can it just be cool and freer?
A band that I listened to in high school in the 90s, though they had been around, they've been around since the 80s. Jay Mascis is still looked at as one of the sort of forefathers of grunge or grunge rock, and one of the most amazing guitarists in, you know, in rock and roll today, working in rock and roll today.
MassMoCA also detailed the day-to-day schedule for its previously announced Bluegrass Festival lineup in September. The three-day Freshgrass Festival features Old Crow Medicine Show on Saturday, September 17th, and Roseanne Cash on the 18th. Single-day tickets go on sale August 4th. Meanwhile, the 27-year-old museum continues to renovate the 26-building 19th-century factory site it calls home. Thompson says Building 6 is scheduled to open Memorial Day weekend 2017, essentially doubling MoCA's gallery space.
We've got probably 110 workers in there putting up steel and sheetrock and electrical and plumbing. That building will open next May with about 120-some-odd thousand square feet of new art.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.